Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories.
John Brown's body lies a-moldin' in the grave. John Brown's body lies a-moldin' in the grave. John Brown's body.
Curiously, our official recognition of Memorial Day began not with Union soldiers or Confederate soldiers, for that matter, but rather with liberated slaves who wished to honor the Union dead. According to the Charleston Post and Carrier, on a Monday morning, May 1865, nearly 10,000 former slaves marched onto the grounds of the old Washington Racecourse, where wealthy Charleston planters and socialites had gathered in the old times. During the final year of the war, the Civil War that is, the track had been turned into a prison camp. Hundreds of Union soldiers had died there, and they were buried in mass graves, ignominiously. For 2 weeks in April, former slaves had worked to reinter the Union soldiers in proper individual graves. On May 1, 1865, they sought to give them a proper funeral. The procession began at 9 a.m. as 2,800 black schoolchildren marched by their graves, softly singing John Brown's Body. According to the Post and Courier, former slave children strewed flowers on the graves as they walked past. After John Brown's Body, they sang the Star-Spangled Banner, America, and finally Round the Flag. By the end, the graves looked like a massive mound of rose petals. Soon their voices would give way to the sermons of preachers, then prayers, and later, picnics. It was May 1st, 1865. They called it Decoration Day, but on that day, former Charleston slaves started a tradition that would come to be known as Memorial Day. You can read more about Memorial Day at ahiddenhistory.blogspot.com. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.